Hey Adam, what's up, man? It's Hawk from earlier. We were speaking about the Google listing.
Yep, what's up?
Not much, man. How you doing?
Pretty good. Just got done with the job.
Oh, nice. How'd that go?
Pretty good, pretty good. Pretty nice little check for the day.
Oh, that's always good.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
For sure. So, yeah, sorry. I think I accidentally called you earlier on too. I forgot you guys are in Central, not Eastern.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's what I figured when I think I saw it coming in, and I was in the middle of it. I was like, when I said Central, I said he probably got a little confused
Yep,
there. I think
you
you
got it
guys are on
right.
Eastern. That's like 2 hour difference, isn't it?
We were on Pacific, actually. Yeah, that's why I was like
Yeah.
trying. I had to look at a map. I was like, oh, that's why. Okay, so my bad about that. If you were busy or something,
All good, all good.
for sure.
I'd say okay. I'd say let's go ahead and do it for that one-time payment fee or that 1 month fee,
Right.
and let's get something going because, like I said I'm on Angie leave now and they just turned on. So I
Right.
mean, I just booked something with them. I mean, it cost me $23 for that lead, but it made me, the entire, year's referral fee or whatever, it's like 200 and some
Right.
bucks.
The
It
248
paid
or
for
288
itself.
or whatever it was, yeah.
Yeah. So that being on Angie Leave, and I've been up for today, one job already paid for the entire, fee of it all. So let's go ahead and put myself on Google and all that. Let's
Right, and then
see
see the
what
same thing
happens.
happen, and then you're getting some return on investment on both ends.
Exactly. I'm willing to do that. If you guys are, serious and stuff like that, you guys aren't just trying to, take business owners' money, then I mean, I'll try it out one
For
day.
sure. No, I wouldn't work for a company that did that, man. Actually, I'm a musician originally. I just started doing this. It's funny where life takes you sometimes, but I just started doing this
Yeah.
to kind of interact with people and, make some money for the family. So, yeah, I wouldn't be working for a company that did, stuff like that, man.
Awesome. Yeah, let's go ahead and do it. I would say just note that, with the whole Facebook thing, if we can try to
Yeah.
link the my page or whatever to whatever the Facebook ads are, I'd just like my page to be the main
No, for
link there.
sure, of course. Yeah. And if they do anything, it'll be linked to that, so that'll be the where the drive of the traffic is. Yeah, I actually already made a note about that because I know that was important to you. So I'll make sure that the technician knows that, up front.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. All right. So then you need a month fee from me, correct?
So yeah, so basically the first thing we're gonna do, that'll be the next step. So first thing, let's set up okay, so for the address, on the local map, you don't have to list it online. This is just for a verification. They're gonna send a postcard in the mail. You send it back. That's how they verify you. There's some other steps, but that's the main thing. The address I have for you is 322 North 9th Avenue. Is that a good address for that?
Yeah.
That's good. Okay. Hoopston, Illinois, 60942, right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And I already got the email because once we set everything up, I'm going to send over a invoice through text and email. So you got that for your records. And then I noticed it said Daniel. Is it Adam Daniels then, or what's your last name?
It's Daniel Adam. I just go by Adam, but it's my first name's Daniel.
Oh, okay, Daniel Adam. Got it. Okay, perfect. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure because it's of course important to have the correct name. Now,
Yeah.
as for the Google listing, like for your Google business profile, how it's going to appear to your clients. What about hours of operation? Is that going to be like 9 to 5, 8 to 6? How would you like that to appear?
We can do let's do like a 7 to 6,
Okay. Yep. Perfect. And that's Monday through Friday or also Saturday?
I take calls on Saturday, so I mean, I may not do
Yeah.
work on Saturday, but if they
Right, but
want
you
to call
could
me,
take the call, yeah.
yeah, they can call me, yeah, Monday through
Okay.
Saturday.
Yeah, why not? And more opportunity that way. And then for them to contact you, is phone, text, and email going to be okay, or do you want to keep it on phone and text?
I don't have a business email. I'd like one, so if we can leave, you can go ahead and put, you know, I don't want my email out there, actually, so let's just do the phone number, and then if I can get in there and put, if I do put, you know, or if I'm getting good enough business, like, okay, like, let me put an email in here, too, that way people have double ways to get a hold of me, you know?
Yeah, no, exactly. Again, more opportunity, right? And then once we create the site for you, they can actually probably, you know, create some link through there for email, so then we can add that later. So that's fine.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah, for sure. And then for areas that you want to target, I know you want about a 50-mile radius, but is there any specific cities that you want to, you know, target?
Yeah, we're going to target, are you going to click, I don't have the area codes, I have the names of all these areas.
Yeah, no, that's perfect, actually. We don't have to do zip codes, but the technician could probably help you with that if you like, but for now, yeah, just give me the city name.
Okay, so we're going to do, let's do Danville, Illinois.
Okay, Danville. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, let's do Danville, Illinois. Let's do Champaign, Illinois.
Champaign, got it.
Let's do Monticello, Mahomet. Okay. All right, let's do not Monticello, Mahomet.
No.
I'm sorry.
Mahomet.
Mahomet, Illinois, with a T. Mahomet.
Mahomet, got it. Okay.
Okay, and then let's do Bloomington, Illinois.
Bloomington, okay.
And then two more. Let's do Wapsika, Illinois.
Wapsika, okay.
And then I'm at the edge of the border, so I'm right there at Indiana. So let's go into Lafayette, Indiana.
Okay, Lafayette. Indiana. Got it. Okay, perfect. And then, now for the time that you'd like to speak with the technician to start setting everything up, is later today going to work for you? You want to do it tomorrow morning?
Let's do it tomorrow morning. I scheduled tomorrow off, so let's get that.
Oh, perfect. Like 9, 10 a.m., something like that, sound good?
Yeah, that's fine. More 10, yeah, that'd probably be fine.
Yeah, okay, perfect. And then, let's see. Now for keywords that you want to show up for, you can have up to 15 of these. So any ones you have ready now, if you don't have them all at this moment, that's okay too.
What is it that you're wanting?
So keywords, so like the services that you offer, they're like the keywords you show up for. So of course pressure washing, I mean I can take some of the ones you have on your home advisor here, but I just figured if there's any others, you know, maybe that you didn't list, we can add those too.
I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure like the most basic ones probably would work best. So like pressure washing, house wash, so let's do soft wash.
Pressure washing, soft wash, okay.
Okay, then roof washing.
Okay, roof washing, got it.
Let's do driveway.
Yep. Driveway.
Let's do patio. Let's do patio deck. Let's do, what else should I do? Vinyl. Let's go, you know, just in case people like.
Yeah, because some people might search, you know, certain types of words.
Vinyl,
you know, just
vinyl
the more the better.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Vinyl washing. Now, I can also have the technician recommend keywords that have high search volumes that fall under the category of pressure washing, too, if you like.
Yeah. But we could do fencing,
right,
too. We could do fencing.
Okay, fencing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, when Yeah, if he has more keywords that would, you know, because I know, like, with Angie leads, they told me, like, a big one was power washing and seal, because everybody's wanting, you know, they know that they need to pressure wash their deck, but they want somebody who can seal, too. So they're like, that's a key word, you know. So now I already did it, you know. I already did sealing and staining and stuff like that for decks, but a big one for them is power washing, sealing, you know. So I get, I've been getting leads for those, you know.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be the same on this end too. Yeah, especially on Google, you know, that's where most people search. So there's probably gonna be a really high volume of searches there.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, if you wanted that too, I mean, if you wanted to do sealing, staining, you know, I can do that for decks and fencing and stuff like that. So I mean,
yeah, because you have up to 15. So let's see how many we got so far. 1, 2, 3, 4. 12 so far, and that's with sealing and staining.
Okay. Gutter brightening. Yeah, I do. Brightening.
Gutter brightening. There we go.
Gutter brightening, gutter cleaning.
Yep, I was going to say gutter cleaning for sure. That's a big one.
Yep.
Okay, cool. So that's good for now. And then, let's see. Tomorrow morning for the call with the tech, so that's 6:23, Tuesday, 10 a.m. All right, perfect. So let's see now. That should be good for that part. Now, you said for the Facebook, I already made the note about that, so they will know to make sure. And then anything that they're going to do, basically they'll just work around that. Okay, so you can pick the tech's brain, and then you can explain to him what I made the note for, and then they'll work around that. Just, you know.
Awesome. Yeah, that's perfect.
For sure. Yeah, much better that way. Because you do have a good presence on there. So, yeah, I would say it's better to start from there since you already have, you know, like a following and some kind of momentum.
Exactly. I agree.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, now, for the address for the billing, is that the same, the 322 North 9th?
Yeah, we can go ahead and do that, too.
Okay. And then that's a Visa or MasterCard?
I do MasterCard.
Okay.
Are you talking about for payment from me?
Right, for the payment, yeah, I wanted to make sure the address is the same, because if it's not that billing address, it won't process correctly. That's what I wanted to make sure.
Yeah, no, that's it's correct for that, too.
Okay, perfect. Just wanted to make sure. And then so MasterCard, and then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
When is this going to be going out, and what time
do you have? Right, exactly. So there's a voice verification that we go over that goes over this, but I'll just go over it with you right now just for peace of mind here. So for the first payment will be today. Once we process that, you're going to get your invoice through text and email, like I said, okay? And then it's every 30 days or, you know, the 5th or every 30 days from today. And you can discontinue at any time. Just contact the number I'll give you to prevent charges for the next month of service. All you have to do is just let them know 3 business days ahead of time before the next billing is due.
I have to let somebody know about the next billing?
No. If you wanted to cancel, I was saying just let them know
3 days
ahead
before.
Of time.
Okay.
No, otherwise it'll be automatic. And then, yeah, if you wanted to change out a card later or anything at all, like I said, we're flexible with most things. So, yeah, it's basically just every 30 days, though.
Okay, awesome. Okay.
Yep. So let's see. 322 North, got that. MasterCard. Okay, and go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
It's 5322.
Yep.
2266.
Okay.
0435.
Mm-hmm.
8227.
Okay, so just to confirm, 5322-2266, 0435, and 8227.
Yes.
Okay, and then the expiration?
0725.
725. Okay, and then the number on the back?
183.
183, okay. And we're also going to set up a security question for you. That way you know it's us when we're calling calls are more secure. There's three options: mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do mother's maiden name. Let's just put...
Okay, and the name?
Or actually, I'm sorry. Let's do place born.
Okay, and the name?
Danville, Illinois.
Got it. Okay, now I'm just setting up the account for you. Just takes a quick sec. Then that'll process. You'll see that come through in your online banking. And like I said, also with the text and email, you'll receive those most likely almost at the same time, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so one sec here. Now, did you also want me to include the site as well with the credit? It would still just be $299, so only about $50 more.
What's the site?
Like the website?
Oh, so you guys aren't creating a website all, that's not included in the $250?
Well, I can see if I can get that approved. Yeah, usually it would just be, it'd be like $300 or $400, but with the credit, I got it down to $50.
Okay, you got it down to $50?
Right, so it would be instead of $249, you're looking at $299.
Okay, and then that's creating a website for me?
Right, that's like full functioning website, your own URL that has your own, you know, testimonies, reviews, content, pictures, and you're instrumental in creating it. So he's building it for you, but you're going to tell him how to build it, how you like it. He'll get your approval. Like, it's your own site.
Okay. Yeah, let's go ahead and throw that in there.
Okay. Yeah, I figured, because it's good to have somewhere to drive all the traffic to, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. And like I said, it's, you know, your own state-of-the-art site, so you use your pictures and everything you got.
Yep, awesome.
Okay, cool. So, got that. Now, just waiting for this to load here. And then you're going to see that process. And then you'll get the text and email. I think you get the email first, but I'll resend the text. The text is usually the easiest way to access it. So let me just do that now. Okay, you should see that come through. Let me just confirm information. So it's Daniel, typical spelling, and then Adam, typical spelling, right, for the name? D-A-N-I-E-L, and then last name Adam, A-D-A-M.
It's Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, Adam, Kalunga.
Okay, Adam is the last name, or Kalunga is the last name?
Adam's middle name, Kalunga's last name.
Okay, Kalunga. So C-O-L-U-N-G-A, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure, because on the card it probably shows as Daniel Kalunga, right?
And now it says Daniel A. Kalunga.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to make sure we get that right so it comes through correctly, especially on the invoice too, because it's going to show your the name spelled out too. So let me change that. What nationality is that last name? I've never heard that before, Kalunga.
It's Spaniard, I'm pretty sure. I'm
interesting.
But if Kalunga is from Spain, it's a town in Spain, so it's Spaniard, but I'm Hispanic, so it's kind of weird.
Nice. Yeah, I was born in Spain, and my dad was Sicilian Armenian, and then my mom was Swedish Norwegian. So we moved to the States, you know, after. I was only there about a year, but yeah, it was interesting because the name, yeah, it definitely looked like Spanish, so I was curious.
No, yeah, that's awesome. That's cool.
Yeah, I was in Murcia. I don't know if you know the area, but yeah, in Murcia.
No, I randomly like will zoom in on places like that, and I'll just
I'll just learn. Nice, yeah, like
place.
Yeah, yeah, I've always wanted to go back, but, you know, ever since the whole COVID thing, I was like, kind of like, oh, wait, I think.
Yeah. No, definitely on the bucket list, too, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Other countries, and I'd go back to that.
Oh, yeah, 100%, for sure. Just to go back and kind of see the country and just, you know, experience it at least. because I was there when I was a kid. So I was there at one time. I just don't remember it. So that should process now. I think you should see that coming through on your online banking. And then let's see. I'm going to resend the text. I think you should get the email here shortly. And then you said you also wanted to list your a different email, right, for your clients, right?
I'm gonna,
in the future once you build it. So I'll make a note for that for on the website too. Yeah. Okay. And invoice. Okay, so I'm sending you the text with the invoice. You should see that come through now. I think the email should be there too. Let me double check. Then we just have one other quick step after this, and you're good to go. Okay.
Jesus, my phone is going everywhere.
Did you see that text come through? I thought I heard the vibrate.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it did. I got all kinds of my insurance.
Oh, you got?
I'm trying.
Oh, a whole bunch of. Right.
My phone has been going crazy today.
A lot of incoming, right?
Yeah.
For sure. So in the text, it'll say below is your, initial invoice. And then there should be like a blue spot below it where you click. That should take you into the invoice. And then let me know, take a look, of course. Let me know if you got any questions. It's very straightforward, but, and then once you get to the bottom there, there's going to be a spot.
I need to deposit 2 checks and then cash.
Okay. Let's go with your cash, please. I'll have to answer that inform here.
Sorry.
And your
no worries. Yeah, do that first. Oh, good. I'll wait.
Okay, I'm back.
Click
here.
No worries.
Daniel.
Yeah, at the bottom you'll see a box where you click I'm the authorized user and then you type your name below that. And then once you hit confirm signature, that should take you to our website. And it'll say you ask for your username and login. But you're going to get that within 7 days. Let me know once you get there.
Please accept the terms by checking the above box. Confirm. Signature does not match. Please type.
It should
in
just be
down.
Daniel Colunga. You don't have to put the A in the middle.
Okay.
That's probably why.
Yep, we're good. Now it's asking for username, password.
Perfect. Yep. You'll get that within 7 days. The tech will start building all your profiles and everything tomorrow morning when you speak with him. Now we just have one other quick step and you're good to go. So it's called a voice verification. It was the one I mentioned earlier. It just goes over to ensure the accuracy of the order, and also to outline the service agreement, you know. So if you have any questions you need to review or clarify anything, let me know. It's very straightforward, but, you know, just in case. I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Wash Away Pressure Washing.
Okay, great. And now, please state your name and title within the business.
Daniel Kalunga, owner.
Okay, now please state, and you are an authorized user on the billing of this account as well?
Yes.
Okay, and you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Now, I'm going to send you over an email that has the first steps to the verification through Google, so that way you can get, you know, all that ready for the interview with the technician, because it's always good to have that just ready. That way they can get a jump start on that, because that's one of the, you know, bigger steps is getting you verified so we can create your Google business profile. I just sent you the email. It'll list there what you need. It's just basically pictures of tools or equipment, work vehicle, you know, invoice, workplace, you know, just basically everything that has to do with the business. Just have that ready for tomorrow morning so you can do that, like, tonight when you have some time. Now, as
first of all that?
So basically, you'll see in the email there what's listed, but your tools or equipment, your work vehicle, business card, workplace, things like that, just anything that has to do with the business. That's how Google verifies that you have a business and verifies you on the local map.
Okay.
So just have that ready for the interview with the technician. You'll be good. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. That's why I set up the security question for you, because we will make sure to use that at the top of the call. That way you know it's us, and other calls that don't, you can, you know, disregard. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, I'm going to also send you my information through text message. That way you have my number, and also that'll be the same number the technician calls from, so you know it's him when he's calling, and if you need anything from me going forward, you'll have my information too. So I'll just text that to you at the end of the call. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose or just let the technician know of any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Of course, besides the home advisor, because I already listed that.
Angie Leeds is like a home advisor, right?
Exactly, yeah, right. So Angie's, yeah, so I already listed that one. But if you do any other online marketing that's not with our firm, just let the technician know. That way there's no, like, dueling efforts or anything that might interfere with what you're doing.
Okay, awesome, yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So now your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, June 5th, in the non-refundable amount of $299. This will be a recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 5th or 30 days from today, like I said before. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I'll text to you to prevent charges for your next month of service. Just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. There's no fees that come along with that. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, I'm going to send you over an email that has the confirmation of the time with the technician tomorrow morning. That way you can confirm that. I can even do that when we get off the call if you're really busy. Otherwise, I can just send it real quick.
What is it? It's the confirm?
Yeah, it's just going to confirm the time with the technician, like, for tomorrow morning. It'll be like a Google Calendar invite. You just hit yes on the RSVP, and then you're all good
to
go.
Yeah, you text that to me.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'll email that over once we get off the call here. So I'll send you the text and the email once we get off the call. Thank you for the time. I appreciate you giving us a try here, and welcome to the team most of all. They're going to call you within 30 minutes of that 10 o'clock time tomorrow to get you started, okay? And I already made the note about Facebook and everything.
Awesome. All right. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem at all, man. You have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Later on.
Okay. Yeah, later. Bye.